As to you, engineered with artificial intelligence and powered by your visual behavior. Experience instantly sharp vision in motion with Varilux XR Pro lenses from Essilor. Find your local optician at Essilor.com and ask for Varilux XR Pro.
Here at Magic, we're already getting the sparkle and glitter ready. And this year, Morrisons are celebrating all you amazing Christmas hosts. Here's Angelica Bell.
I am a huge fan of Christmas and I love hosting for friends and family. The night before, I prep all the food and then I'm up early on Christmas Day. But it's all totally worth it and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Find all the festive food and expert advice you need to be a top host on Market Street at Morrisons. And over at magic.co.uk, you can win a £200 Morrisons e-gift card and food hamper to help you host the best Christmas yet. There's more reasons to shop at Morrisons.
Love shouldn't be rushed. It deserves time to explore each other, to trace each curve and to feel the thrill of every single detail. So take it slow. Let go of expectation and give in to the possibility of electric driving. With me, the all-electric Cupra Born, you have 100 days to fall in love. And if you don't, you can simply return me. No pressure. Cupra Born, love me or leave me. Visit cupra.co.uk.
Born stock orders placed after October 17th, 2024. Retail customers 18 plus. Subject to availability and deductions. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour.
We're going to help our country heal. We're going to help our country heal. We have a country that needs help, and it needs help very badly. We're going to fix our borders. We're going to fix everything about our country.
It now seems almost certain Donald Trump will be the next U.S. president.
Many people have told me that God spared my life for a reason. And that reason was to save our country and to restore America to greatness.
The Republican candidates claim victory over his Democrat rival Kamala Harris as he picked up some of the key battleground states, which are vital in determining the overall result. Professor Murray Leith's from the University of the West of Scotland. He's an expert in US politics.
Well, Donald Trump has done it again. He's become only the second person in history to win two non-consecutive back-to-back presidencies. And this is unprecedented for the United States in these times.
World leaders have started congratulating Mr. Trump, including Sir Keir Starmer and the French and Ukrainian presidents. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called it history's greatest comeback. In other news this morning, six people have been taken to hospital after being hit by a car in Manchester. A man's been arrested, including on suspicion of failing to stop at the scene in Openshaw last night. Two in five households in England and Wales claim they'd struggle to afford proposed increases to our water bills. The Consumer Council for Water says nearly 20% are already finding it hard to stay on top of payments. A mass cull of poultry has been ordered after an outbreak of bird flu at a farm in Yorkshire. A 3 kilometre protection zone's in place around the farm near Hornsey. And Manchester City were thrashed 4-1 at the hands of the incoming Manchester United boss, Ruben Amorim Sporting. There were also Champions League victories for Liverpool and Celtic last night. Another cloudy day with some drizzle in places, especially in the west. Sunny spells as well, highs of around 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Morning. A quotation for the day. Conchita Wurst, born this day in 1988. Expectations are dangerous. I recommend not having any. If only to avoid disappointment.
Screen Time with Charles Nove.
Ray to the second.
Up a full tone.
Me to the third.
Down a major third.
No to the first.
Drop an octave.
No.
Up a perfect fifth.
Sol to the fifth.
$10,000 for me by myself. For that, you get the head, the
tail, the whole damn thing.
You're implying that a group composed entirely of female animals will breed?
No, I'm simply saying that life, finds a way.
Phone.
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 You want to call somebody?
I do. Just not quite sure who at the moment, but we'll work on it. Welcome to Screen Time. Through until 10, things from the screen, including today, Twilight and Paul Dark. And we'll be in La La Land. All right, who said not for the first time? Yes. Starting off, though, while the 1980s become the 1950s, what could it be? Let's fire up the DeLorean with music by Alan Silvestri. We're back to the future. Dynamic theme, isn't it, for Back to the Future, Alan Silvestri's music on Screen Time from Magic Classical. Now something from the Vintage Collection, 1949, and a film starring Myrna Loy and Robert Mitchum. It's called The Red Pony. No, I don't remember it either. It's one of those that I think the music aged rather better than the film. The film was kind of forgotten. Music, though, is by Aaron Copland. And he expanded his original works for the soundtrack into the Red Pony Suite. From that, this is Morning on the Ranch. ¶¶ Morning on the Ranch from the Red Pony Suite, music for The Red Pony by Aaron Copland. I don't want to do too many spoilers, but things don't go well for the Red Pony in that film from way back when. Memories of Robert Mitchum light up Lydia, who says, "Ah, Robert Mitchum, they certainly don't make him like that anymore. What a man." He was a bit of a character, wasn't he, Robert Mitchum? Apart from anything else, there are multiple famous quotes from Robert Mitchum, including, "I have two acting styles, with and without a horse." In another interview, he said, "Listen, I've got three expressions, looking left, looking right, and looking straight ahead." That and "the only difference between me and my fellow actors is that I've spent more time in jail." Robert Mitchum. Fine figure of the cinema from years ago. Next, two more recent goings-on, and the romantic fantasy from 2008, Twilight, the first in a sequence of Twilight films. Here, vampire Edward Cullen, Robert Pattinson, revealing to Bella that he sparkles in the sunlight.
"You're beautiful.
Beautiful. This is the skin of a killer, Bella."
That was called Bella's Lullaby, music by Carter Burwell, for Twilight. Now, let me dangle before you some clues about the last piece I'll play in this morning's Screen Time before I hand over the reins of power, such as they are, to Penny Smith at 10 o'clock. We'll finish off with music from a film, a science fiction action movie, which is both a remake and the 12th installment of a film franchise. Benedict Cumberbatch is in this. He discovered he was going to be in this, but who he was going to play was not revealed to him until a week after he'd been cast. A studio representative flew from Los Angeles to London with the script handcuffed to his wrist. Don't lose the key. And this is the final film for Leonard Nimoy. He agreed to act in this on one condition. An unusual contractual clause, this one. He'd do it as long as there was coffee-flavoured ice cream available on the set at all times. OK. Can you name the film? If you can, by text, it's 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or drop me an email, charles@magic.co.uk. Music from it just before 10. On the way soon, Bit of an adventure with Wallace and Gromit.
This is Magic Classical, with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Angharad, who had a stroke earlier this year. Right at the beginning, it was impossible for you to do the mum thing.
Yeah, so just the little things like every day taking her to school. I had to rely on my neighbours, who were amazing, who were able to walk her to school for me in the mornings. Just doing things for her. You know, she was helping me put my socks on, whereas usually I would help her put her socks on. It just seemed like for a six-year-old, it shouldn't have been the case.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
If you're a contractor or agency worker, you might use an umbrella company. Keep in mind that some umbrella companies break the tax rules. This could mean you're involved in tax avoidance and might end up with an unexpected tax bill. Don't get caught out. Learn to spot the signs, such as an umbrella company promising you higher take-home pay. And if you need help leaving a tax avoidance scheme, contact HMRC. Search Don't Get Caught Out on gov.uk.
You to pick up bread, but instead you picked up Fred, your grandson, again. And now your daughter is calling because he missed football. That's the fourth time this month. You can wave his future career goodbye. If you don't do it for you, do it for your wife and little Freddy.
You could have better hearing in as little as a week. Book a free test today at bootshearingcare.com. Boots, with you, for life. T's and C's apply, subject to availability.
Introducing the BYD Seal-U DMI plug-in hybrid, the SUV that redefines the family car. Packed with features and technology, Seal-U DMI is available from just £33,205. Also, with 77 miles of electric-only range and up to 699 miles combined, it means you can enjoy the miles rather than counting them. Discover more at byd.com/UK. Combined range WLTP. Actual range dependent on individual driving conditions. Price based on BYD Boost version. Other models may vary. See website for details.
Rayo is the place to listen to Magic Classical. Download it now from your app store.
Get the latest traffic and travel news on our website. Search Magic Classical.
Mornings like this. These days it feels like waking up is harder than ever. But when you know you've got a delicious creamy bowl of Quaker Oats waiting for you, maybe it's not all that bad. Not all oats make a dull day seem brighter. Not all oats are worth waking up for. Not all oats are Quaker Oats.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Thank you.
called Wallace and Gromit. I'm looking forward to seeing their latest ventures. Vengeance Most Foul is the forthcoming Wallace and Gromit adventure, which comes upon us at Christmas. I can't wait. Marvellous. Now it's the 6th of November today. Apart from anything else, that is the birthday of Emma Stone, born this day in 1988 and an Oscar winner for her part in La La Land. You may recall La La Land was very successful. It won a number of awards, including Best Director and Best Picture, very briefly, because that was the one where the wrong card was in the envelope or the wrong card was red or whatever. So just for a moment, and then the winner of the Best Picture, La La Land, except it wasn't. It was Moonlight. Yeah. Anyway, happy birthday, Emma Stone, with music from La La Land. Here's Justin Hurwitz's Epilogue. Epilogue from La La Land, music by Justin Herberts. We've been watching and enjoying Rivals, the telly treatment of Jilly Cooper recently, featuring not least Aidan Turner with the most absurd moustache. Here's some Aidan Turner memories now, though, from pre-moustache. But time of the scythe. We're talking Poldark, of course, and here Elizabeth, Ida Reid, revealing she's still in love with Poldark.
Is it so astonishing that a woman who changed her mind once would change it twice? Cannot a woman love two men? Cannot a man love two women? I'm with Francis and happy to be so. We're alike in many ways, but a piece of my heart will always be yours, as a piece of yours will always be mine.
How the tide rushes in and covers footprints in the sand, as my hopes erased and carried out of my hands. How the tides ebb and flow, as driftwood tossed upon the shore, and my heart's cast aside and lost evermore. Yet though the ocean with waves unending covers the earth, yet is there loss after all. For whatever drifts from one is with the tide to another brought, and there's naught lost beyond recall, which cannot be found if sought.
Mysterious and emotional, Eleanor Tomlinson lending her voice so beautifully to the music of Anne Dudley, How the Tide Rushes In from Poldark. Screen time continuing very soon with the Cider House Rules.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Trevor, who survived a stroke 4 years ago.
You were lying in hospital. At this point, you knew you'd had a stroke.
Yes.
Must have been scary at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it was quite daunting, frightening at the time, knowing that you have to get better quickly enough, do your exercises. So I had to do strength exercises. I was absolutely determined to get better and quickly, as quick as possible.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, guys.
And knead the dough like this.
Turn it up. Let's go, team.
New Smart Wi-Fi Pro. Exclusively from EE.
43.7% UK availability. Smart Hub Pro and Smart Wi-Fi Pro available with selected EE full fibre plans. Terms apply.
Paddington's back for his biggest adventure ever.
Paddington, what are you doing?
I am here to be driving the boat.
Starring Hugh Bonneville.
Marvellous.
Emily Mortimer.
This family stays together.
Julie Walters.
What have we here?
Olivia Colman.
Hallelujah.
Antonio Banderas.
What are you, Bear?
And Ben Whishaw as the voice of Paddington.
This will be fun. I can show you where I'm from.
Paddington in Peru. In cinemas November 8. Get your tickets now.
Benenden Health provides private health care for
CEOs,
people in suits.
No, not just them. At £15.50 per employee per month, you can look after even more of your workforce.
Sure, that's the starting price.
No, that is the price.
£15.50. That works.
Join the thousands of businesses already turning to affordable private health care. Britain, we've got you. Search Benenden for Business. Benenden Health. Healthcare done different. Wait periods apply, including for surgical treatment. Not all treatments covered. Other limits and exclusions apply. Visit benenden.co.uk. Fee review periodically. UK only.
Will that souffle collapse? Who's got a soggy bottom? Can they stand the heat, or will they have to get out of the kitchen? When the judge takes a bite and picks your favourite as the winner.
Mm-hmm.
There's no feeling like live TV.
However you watch, a TV licence is your must-have pass to over 400 live TV channels and all those must-see moments we love to talk about. To find out more, search TV licence.
Get Virgin Media Lightning Fast M125 broadband on the provider awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Music by Rachel Portman. Theme for The Cider House Rules. It's 9:45. Penny rules after 10. Morning. Morning, you'll be pleased to hear my thumb's still hanging on. Oh, well done. After a after, small severance after yesterday's slicing. I know. And I found out what the kind of rat-like thing was. They're doing this house up nearby, and they were blowing out a whole load of stuff, and that's why it looked like a kind of weird furry thing, because it was a whole load of detritus rolled together, which is why I jumped over it wearing my pink trousers and had to take evasive action. It was sort of insulation material, that sort of thing, wasn't it? That sort of stuff, yes. Which is why I thought it was a rat and why I thought it was on the move. Right. Anyway, now we've cleared that up. Good. Today I noticed that the hungriest black hole in the early universe has been discovered, and I thought, was it me yesterday? Because I did non-stop eating pretty much from the moment that I finished the show to kind of when I went to bed. I just ate my way like a gannet through cupboards. It was one of those days, a hungry day. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it was a hungry day. It's also, possibly because of the blood loss from the finger incident. You've got a lot of corpuscles to make up. Feeling faint. Had to go and get something to eat. Secondly, yes. I mean, I know that you sleep in silk pyjamas with an eye mask and your moustache in a kind of net. I'm worried about how you know this, but there we are. You and the cat lying side by side. George Clooney. One of us with his snoring, hair net on. Yeah. You with your moustache net on. George Clooney cat's in a bad mood at the moment because he had a visit from the cat groomer yesterday. So, yes, the cat groomer who has to wear leather gauntlets to avoid being savaged. and George Clooney Cat had to wear the cone of shame to avoid the savaging. So, anyway, yes, he's not very pleased about that. Yes, carry on. I merely meant to say that I read in the papers today that pyjamas are as likely to be seen now whilst we're walking the dog, shopping, gardening or doing the school run. And I know you do all of those things. Do you wear your pyjama? Do you wear your smoking jacket over your pyjamas when you're doing that, Charles? Pyjamas are not for outdoor wear. I'm immovable on this matter. I'm probably out of date. In fact, I know I'm out of date. But as far as I'm concerned, pyjamas are not to be seen outside. Okay. Whether or not you're wearing the cone of shame. Where do you stand on this? No, of course not. I can't even wear those UGG boots out because I've been wearing them as slippers for years after being introduced to them by an Aussie friend who bought them as a gift. So there we go. Can't even wear those. If it looks like a slipper, not wearing it out. Good. Anyway, you know I'd only trip over. Yeah, there is that. Yes. Right. Yes. Mm. Just business. A very brief thing. Yes. Very brief thing about the show. More waffle. Listener in residence, Paul in Glossop, he will not be waffling. He's choosing another of his favourite tunes. And of course, there's a penny for your thoughts. It's a wordy one. Excellent. Okay. Keep away from the knives. Don't run with scissors. Don't fall into the black hole. Penny with you after 10. Now, Memories of Me, Drôle de Confidence, music by Georges Delerue.
Thank you.
series of Me, 1988 romance with Billy Crystal, directed by the Fonz himself, Henry Winkler. Just about shutting me up, except for the last piece. Star Trek Into the Darkness, says Mike in Wales, Benedict Cumberbatch playing the seemingly indestructible villain Khan. Good film, I liked it. Eddie says, last piece, Star Trek Into Darkness. Oh, and film recommendations, The Apprentice. Catch it while you can, thank you. And I must hold my hands up, says Roy, in a slightly bruised Edinburgh. Never seen this one, but looking it up, I think Star Trek Into Darkness. Well, you're not wrong. My music now by Michael Giacchino. Here's his main theme for Star Trek Into Darkness.
Screen Time with Charles Nove. Screen Time returns tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Magic Classical. Coming next, it's Penny Smith.
It was just another day. A familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
Imagine the varifocal lens of the future, personalized to you, engineered with artificial intelligence and powered by your visual behavior. Experience instantly sharp vision in motion with Varilux XR Pro lenses from Essilor. Find your local optician at Essilor.com and ask for Varilux XR Pro.
Cathay Pacific has been crowned the world's best economy class airline. And we'll be the first to admit we did make the awards judges very comfortable. Yes, they were provided ample food and drink. And sure, they were given advanced access to the latest film releases. We may have also offered them hot towels. Because this Skytrax airline award was voted for by passengers like you. Cathay Pacific. Move beyond.
That's Jamal from number 5, master of bin day in the car park. Our group chat would be lost without him. Oh, more Foxfight videos. It's sweet and constant. I mean, what kind of a phone contract is he on?
Well, here at Tesco Mobile, we've frozen the price of his contract with club card prices, so he doesn't have to worry about his price going up. Shall I sign you up too?
Go on then.
It pays to be connected. Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. Terms apply. See tescomobile.com/frozen prices.
At Morrisons, prepare for the greatest show at home. With your more card, tuck into your favourite chocolate tubs, like Celebrations, Heroes and Roses. Get 2 for £8. What a sweet show.
Morrisons, to shop at Morrisons.
Majority of stores and online. More card or app required. 16 plus. Excludes Morrisons daily. Selected 550 to 600 gram pack. £6 each. Max one offer online. Ends 10th of November.
Here at Magic, we're going to Holiday Inn Express, where you can wake up from your comfy bed with premium bedding and start your day right with a hot, fresh breakfast. Holiday Inn Express is perfect for those family weekends away, long overdue get-togethers, or just for something we all need from time to time. A change of scene. So be listening to Magic Breakfast every day this week for your chance to win a UK getaway with an overnight stay at any Holiday Inn Express of your choice. Thanks to IHG's Holiday Inn Express. Simple, smart travel.
Okay, elves. Santa's all set. Is the sleigh good to go?
Just checking off the list Boots sent through. Drunk elephant for Millie.
Check.
Bubble gift set for Mia.
Slaying!
Made by Mitchell for Robin.
They'll love that.
Wait! You forgot the Sol de Janeiro.
It's already in the sack.
Oh, guess I'll keep this then.
Candy cane after party, here I come.
Slay the season with thousands of beauty gifts. Make magic. Boots. Selected stores subject to availability.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this hour. Donald Trump has claimed victory in the US presidential election.
This was a movement like nobody's ever seen before. And frankly, this was, I believe, the greatest political movement of all time. There's never been anything like this in this country, and maybe beyond.
270 electoral college votes are needed for it to become official. But just 4 away from that, it seems certain that he'll be the 47th president of America. Reaction has been coming in from other world leaders, including the presidents of Ukraine and France and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has called it history's greatest comeback. Our political editor Georgie Prodromou has been taking a look at the reaction from UK politicians.
Well, the congratulations from around the world have been flooding in. Sir Keir Starmer's tweeted that he looks forward to working with Trump, that we're the closest of allies and the special relationship will continue to prosper. Despite some criticism of Trump from Labour in the past, the party have tried to be more even-handed in the past few weeks in case this happened. Not the case for the Lib Dems, though, who've called this a dark, dark day.
Counting is still underway and we've heard nothing from the Democrat candidate Kamala Harris so far. In other news, fireworks have been thrown at riot police during bonfire night disorder in several parts of Edinburgh and Glasgow, but police say they've responded to fewer incidents than last year. There were also reports of disorder in Manchester last night too. 6 people have been taken to hospital after a suspected hit and run in Manchester. Police say a vehicle was driven into pedestrians in Openshaw last night. A man's been arrested. The Health Secretary is promising to give more dignity and say to those sectioned under the Mental Health Act, as as part of proposed reforms. The bill, due before Parliament later, would no longer see police and prison cells being used for people experiencing a crisis. And the chairman of Wetherspoons has hinted at prices going up as a result of announcements in last week's budget. Tim Martin says his tax bill will jump by two-thirds and believes all hospitality businesses will have to charge customers more. Employers' national insurance contributions will rise in April. Another cloudy day with some drizzle in places, especially in the west. Sunny spells as well, highs of around 15 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
The magic of classical.